Coast Radio News for Wednesday, March 31st, 2021. I'm George Henry. Police are continuing to investigate a burglary at the Sportsman located at 249 Highway 101 in Florence. In a release yesterday, the Florence police said they are looking for information on a February 5th break-in wherein six firearms were stolen. The theft occurred at approximately 3:45 in the morning of the 5th. Florence police are being assisted in the investigation by the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. ATF is offering a reward of up to $2,500 for information that leads to the arrest and conviction of those involved. The National Shooting Sports Foundation is offering a matching reward. Anyone with information is encouraged to contact Florence Police at 997-3515. Lane County added 15 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday, and that included one new case for the Florence area. Total cases for Florence are now at 183, and the county is at 10,741. The state reported 415 new cases and 6 new deaths. City of Florence will be conducting preventative maintenance on fire hydrants along the Munsell Lake Road area beginning today. The city will be flushing main water lines between North Fork Siuslaw Road and Ocean Dunes Golf Links. The city hopes to be concluded with the operation by 2 p.m. today. Some homes may experience cloudy or discolored water during this operation, but city officials say this is normal and the water is safe to use. Maintenance is intended to improve water quality and ensure fire protection service to the area while keeping the hydrants in good working condition. Gasoline prices continue to stabilize as growing supplies and cheaper crude oil prices are keeping things in check. Florence gas prices are averaging $3.10 a gallon for regular. According to Marie Dodds with AAA Oregon, we may see a dip in prices in the upcoming weeks, but a trend has not yet been established. Dodd says even with the decreases, the statewide price of regular gas increased by 2 cents this past week. 4 Reedsport police officers were cleared by a Douglas County grand jury for their use of deadly force after a nearly 5-hour standoff on March 9th at a Reedsport gas station. Officers shot and killed David Ruzzi after a traffic stop where he was a passenger in the vehicle. The driver was taken into custody, but Ruzzi refused to get out of the vehicle. The grand jury concluded after testimony from 12 eyewitnesses that the shooting was justified. Douglas County District Attorney Rick Wessenberg said the end result was unavoidable based on the deliberate and intentional actions by Ruzzi. That's Coast Radio News for Wednesday, March 31st, 2021.